B-Pod Studios.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
It's the end for one presidential candidate. Forbes releases their 30 under 30, and Rolling Stone is out with their best albums of the decade. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Cardi B proves she's a real ride or die. Wait till you hear how she's defending Offset now.
Ramiro has your sports.
David Ortiz had an amazing day yesterday on the personal and professional front.
But first, Senator Kamala Harris has decided to end her 2020 presidential bid. She says it was one of the hardest decisions of her life and that she simply does not have the financial resources needed to continue. She was considered a front runner at one point, but her polls have been declining and she had recently laid off some staff members in her campaign. Forbes is out with their 30 under 30 list of the most important people in music under the age of 30. And some of the people on this year's list, we have 20-year-old Lil Nas X, Megan Thee Stallion, who's 24, Normani and Summer Walker, both 23, 27-year-old DaBaby, Teyana Taylor and Tyler, the Creator, they're both 28, and Chloe and Halle are 21 and 19. And Billboard just released their list of the best albums of the decade. I mentioned that last week. And My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy by Kanye was on top of that list. Well, Kanye is back on top again with that same album, number one on Rolling Stone's list of the 100 best albums of the decade. Beyonce's Lemonade came in second. Kendrick Lamar's To Pimp a Butterfly came in third. Drake's Take Care, number five. And Adele's 21 came in eighth. All right, is Melissa with the juice?
It is a travesty. Instagram, they've crossed the line. Remember that picture of Jason Derulo that he put up that went viral? It was a shirtless photo, and he had on, like, black shorts that highlighted his
huge schlong.
Yes.
Glad I missed that.
No, Pebs. Well, you ain't going to see it.
It looked like a tumor, Pebbles. It was, so big.
Hey, stop hating. Instagram has taken the picture down, saying it's violated its community guidelines.
Make guys feel bad.
They said it contained nudity or sexual activity. And as you can expect, Jason Derulo is pissed, saying he has on underwear and can't help his size.
Yeah.
Saying there's a definite double standard, seeing as how there's so many half-naked women on Instagram. He has a point.
He has a huge point.
He has a huge point.
If I put up the same picture, Instagram wouldn't care. Trust me.
Looks like Ray J and Princess may not be back on after all. I told you guys how Princess had gone on social media accusing Ray J of leaving her and their daughter stranded in Las Vegas, and there were rumors that she was leaving him for good. Well, then there were rumors they had gotten back together again. Fast forward to yesterday, where Ray J was seen in public for the first time without his wedding band. Reps for Ray J have refused to comment. Keep in mind, too, Princess is expected to give birth to their second child in the next couple of weeks. And after a couple of cheating scandals so far, you'd think that Offset would be laying low, you know, trying to keep out of trouble. So why is he sliding into other chicks' DMs? Or is he? Tekashi 6ix9ine's girlfriend Jade shared a video that showed Offset had sent her a DM saying he missed her. And now keep in mind, this is the same woman, by the way, who Cardi allegedly had beat up at a strip club and is currently facing charges for. Jade posted the screenshot and captioned it, "Cardi has an open criminal case. Why are you writing me? You don't respect her? He can't be that dumb, right?" Well, as of this morning, Cardi and Offset say, what do you think they're saying? Take a wild guess.
Hack.
Yes.
Yep.
Both saying that their social media accounts have been hacked and they're going out of their way to prove it. Posting videos of their social media team, writing emails to Instagram, reporting suspicious activity. Even Cardi admits, Offset, he ain't that dumb.
Babe, I know you done some dumb shit. I know he done, we, everybody know he done some dumb shit. But come on, niggas ain't dumb. We've been so good. Life has been good. That's why I'm not saying it. That's why I'm not getting rowdy.
Quote of the year.
He's done some dumb-ish, but he ain't that dumb. But as of this morning, Offset says he does not have access to his Instagram account, and Jade seems to be calling out Offset for lying, saying the hack started conveniently after you got exposed, and then saying there's a lot of ish that she hasn't exposed yet, so we'll wait on seeing that. And here is Ramiro with sports.
All right, your Bruins beat the Carolina Hurricanes 2-0 last night. Yes, Marcus Smart was unable to practice yesterday with the Celtics because of that horrible abdomen contusion thing he had, and also because he was sick, so he's being ruled doubtful for tonight's game against the Heat. Antonio Brown, he's gone from football player to college student, and now he's working on a rap album with Sean Kingston. If he releases this in the summertime, it could be, because Sean Kingston, as we all know, he's like a doctor's appointment. Around the summertime, he comes back each and every year with a banger. So let's see. He said it's going to be real life stories, including run-ins with the law and a near fatal shooting. Something that's never done in hip hop. Ron Rivera of the Panthers, the head coach, has been fired. Their new coach their interim head coach is going to be the defensive back coach, Perry Fowell. And David Ortiz had an amazing day yesterday. First of all, the alleged drunk kingpin rumored to be involved in his shooting has been arrested. And second of all, he is going to be in the Red Sox Hall of Fame class of 2020. This is going to be a huge one. It's going to have David Ortiz. It's going to have Manny Ramirez. It's going to have Dan Duquette, their former GM. It's going to have Rich Gedman, the catcher from the 1986 World Series team that blew it. And it's going to have one of the greatest pitchers in Red Sox history, Bill Dineen.
Who?
I don't know. Anyway, that's going to happen in April of 2020. Tonight, Celtics Heat in Boston, 7 o'clock. And that's your sports.
All right. And your good news today. So, as you know, a lot of shoveling going on after yesterday's storm. And for many senior citizens, it's tough not being able to get shoveled out. Well, in Quincy, there's some help with that. Seniors Helping Seniors. So it's a program that was started by Quincy's City Council president that pairs senior citizens with a Quincy High School senior.
Oh,
so high school seniors help clear driveways and sidewalks and porches.
I'm like, do we want to double?
Right,
that's the first thing. I was like, wait a minute,
what? A double hard track and no snow
shovels. Stop it. And not only are they doing a good deed helping someone out, they get something as well because it helps the high school seniors fulfill their community service requirements that they need to graduate. And this is the first winter that it's been being done. And so far, 10 students have volunteered for Seniors Helping Seniors.
Oh, that's sweet.
I love it.
I mean, if they did it the other way, that'd be a good way to call the population in Quincy.
And now we go to crap.
That's your good news. And this report made hot by the Boston Bruins. Catch the hard-hitting action tomorrow as the Bruins take on the Chicago Blackhawks. Get tickets at Ticketmaster.com/Bruins.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.